1. Removing the Sin Consciousness. Organic churches have open participatory meetings where each member shares something of the Lord with the rest of the church. But one of the major obstacles that hinders believers from functioning in such meetings is the consciousness of sin. This is the sense of guilt, the sense of condemnation, the sense of unworthiness. In the first century, the Christian worker's task was to empower God's people by setting them free from guilt. The worker did so by showing God's people that they are blameless in God's eyes. He showed them how God sees them in Christ, and that Christ's shed blood was enough to satisfy God's demands. He also provoked them to repent when necessary. By preaching a gospel of unfailing grace, void of legalism, first-century workers armed God's people with a clean conscience, free from the consciousness of sin. This empowered the early Christians to open their mouths and boldly share the Lord with one another. See Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, and chapter 10, verses 1 through 25, as well as to the lost. 2. Providing practical tools. The first-century Christian worker's message was Christ. Yet as he declared the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, the worker had a responsibility to show God's people how to experience the Lord's glory by simple, doable means. This element is vital because an organic church cannot be sustained unless the members are experiencing an ongoing, personal relationship with Christ. Herein lies one of the most important tasks of a Christian worker. He himself must have a fresh, living, ongoing, personal relationship with his Lord, along with the knowledge of how to pass it on to others. Point. Unless God's people are awakened to an indwelling Lord, they will never be able to sustain organic church life. This brings us to the issue of leadership. A good definition of a leader is someone who knows the next step. This knowing is based on seeing. Moses could not build the tabernacle without first following God and being shown the pattern from above. In the same way, first-century workers had great insight into God's ageless...